Last month, two Kodiak Island sisters were taking photos of humpback whales near their home in Euganek Bay. Beth and Amy Pingree are part of a whale observation network, and they noticed something unusual. They weren't looking at a humpback. They sent pictures and detailed descriptions to Kate Wynn, who is a marine mammal specialist. Wynn identified it as an endangered North Pacific right whale. KMXT's Jennifer Canfield has more.
Just to be sure, Wynn sent the photos and details to colleagues in Seattle. They confirmed her identification. She says the sighting is very unusual for several reasons.
One is that there are so few right whales in existence, as far as we know, probably certainly less than 100 and maybe fewer than 70 are thought to be living in the North Pacific at all, and that to have one in Kodiak waters is pretty unique. They have been seen on the east side of Kodiak, but this was the first time that one has been seen on the west side of Kodiak and in the bay, and it was by itself, foraging separate from the humpbacks, and probably just followed a school of prey.
Wynn says the whale looked pretty young, which is exciting. She says that a big concern with North Pacific right whales is not only that they are endangered, but that they live for a very long time. If the remaining right whales are so old that they no longer reproduce, then there is little hope for the species to recover.
There is some reproduction going on and some younger animals in there, so that was just encouraging to me.
So little is known about the North Pacific right whale that Wynn says they aren't even sure if that whale will stick around or move on.
In the North Pacific, it's much less clear what they're doing, if there's an east-west movement or north-south movement. There aren't that many, and we're not tracking them well enough to know.
Because the Pacific right whale is endangered and so little is known about them, Wynn encourages people to take lots of pictures and write down details if they think they've sighted one. That information should then be passed on to the FITC or a NOAA scientist.
Get a photograph of the back of the animal and the head of the animal, the blow, all those things are sort of diagnostic, and the more photos, the better.
Wynn says the creatures, which can grow to 60 feet long and live up to 100 years, were named right whales because commercial whalers in the 1800s considered them the right whale to hunt. They were often sighted close to shore, were known to be friendly, sometimes coming right up to the boats, and their corpses would float. All of this made them very easy prey, and they were hunted to near extinction. In Kodiak, I'm Jennifer Canfield.